clinical case. Oral manifestations of secondary syphilis. Authors: Bettina Bilalva, Noelia Dura, Lucia Lappi, and Maria Liss Locatelli. Abstract. Introduction: Syphilis is currently considered a public health problem due to its increasing incidence. Although its incidence has been decreasing since the introduction of penicillins, it is experiencing a resurgence attributable to the increase in the immunocompromised population and to the increase in risky sexual behaviors. Methodology: a literature review of articles published in the last 10 years in Spanish, English, and Portuguese was carried out. The database is Medline PubMed, Virtual Library in Health of Birim, and the web page of the Ministry of Public Health were consulted. The following descriptors were used: oral cavity, sexually transmitted diseases, treponema infections, and syphilis. Discussion: the World Health Organization has developed plans to reduce sexually transmitted diseases and related deaths. The goal for 2030 is to reduce the incidence of syphilis by 90% worldwide. To achieve this, it is necessary to define specific populations, and to have state policies that provide resources to maintain the measures in a sustainable manner. Our country is no stranger to this increase in registered cases, so it is of utmost relevance that health personnel are updated about the clinical manifestations of this disease that often simulate other pathological entities. Objective: to report the case of a patient with oral lesions as a manifestation of secondary syphilis. This article highlights the importance of recognizing oral manifestations in different stages of the disease, emphasizing the need for dentists to be familiar with these signs to allow an early diagnosis. Conclusions: early diagnosis is crucial to prevent further complications and spread of the disease.